Dang, like, where is the love on this topic? Dang. All right, what's up, y'all? So we are, you know what? I don't know why I felt like I did this topic before. I was actually looking on my IG and I'm like, because I always post all my topics on there. I used to keep up with like all my topics like in a notebook, but I got lazy, y'all. But anyway, I'm just like reading some of these comments, you know. And one of my homeboys like, okay, we gonna get into this topic. Anyway, what's up, y'all? Welcome to Daily Talks with Angel. Okay, we gonna get into this topic, honey. Okay, so this topic is about being submissive, okay? And my question that I posted on there was, you know, do you think I'm submissive? And I got maybe, I got some no's or whatever. And it's all good. But yeah, what does being submissive mean to you? What does it mean to you guys? Like, I hear a lot of women say like, oh, that means you gotta bow down to your man. You pretty much like a slave and all kind of stuff, whatever like that. But that's not what it is. If you are with somebody like that, get out, please. Get out. Seek help. No, seriously, like, that's not what it's about. And it's not like you're being submissive with every man. First of all, a man has to bring that out of you. You're not just gonna go into every relationship and it's like, oh, you know, I'm gonna be submissive, I'm gonna be doing this and that and third. No, that's not what it is. I never thought, like, I would have never thought that I would have been submissive, if I'm being honest. And like, so for the one that's like, no, you ain't submissive, like, that's because they know the past me, okay? So if you know the past me, like, yeah, like, I ain't going for, not that I wasn't going for it. So that's the thing, like, people that don't really know that side of you and don't see that side of you, they will never know. Especially they never dated you. You know what I'm saying? You only give off what you give off. So I am such a softy in a relationship. Was I always this way? No. Definitely wasn't always this way. But, you know, it was because I really didn't want to be with them. I mean, just being honest, I'm not saying I was just hard because, like, I didn't want to be with them. I mean, at some point, I did want to be with them, but then it just got to a point where it was like, you know, I get bored. Gotta keep my attention, okay? And I would have never thought, like, I would have been submissive. But, yeah, I was completely submissive. I would say the person that I was with was very much spoiled. He would tell you that he was very much spoiled. Like, I did everything. And it's so crazy because, like, when I meet people and I talk about, you know, certain things or whatever, they're like, wow, like, people like you, is it, women like you, is this? Yeah, we do. And I'm just gonna share some things that I did in my relationship. So for me, I want to feel like the woman, you know. I don't want a man that I can run over. I don't like that. I like for a man to, like, put me in my place in a good way, not nothing crazy, but, you know, like, all right, girl, like, chill out, you know. I like for my man to take lead. I like for him to be him, like, be the man. You know, I don't want him to feel any less than a man. I want to feel like the woman. I want to also feel protected. And it's like, when you really and truly do love somebody and care about somebody, you're not just thinking about, you know, living in the moment. You're thinking about the future. So when I'm with the person that I really do care about, I think about the future. Like, oh, when he get old, you know, I'm going to take care of you. You know, I'm going to make sure you're good. I'm going to make sure your parents good. Like, that's me in a relationship. I'm going to, if you got kids, make sure your kids are good. Like, that's me. And again, I am a softie, y'all. Like, I am so not this hard whatever that my friends be trying to put me out to be. Like, you know, these are like new people that's just like meeting me. You know, they don't really know. But, like, my girlfriends that grew up with me would say, like, girl, you changed completely. Like, we would have never thought. We would have never thought, like. And I'm like, yeah, but this is always something that I would not mind doing. I am a person that just love. And that's just what it is. And, again, you guys, it's not like every guy you meet, you're going to go into it doing this. It's not like that because I've only done this to one. So anyway, let me get into the topic. So I would cook breakfast. I would cook lunch, make lunch, whatever, buy lunch, whatever. I would also cook dinner. I mean, he cooked as well too, but for the most part, I did all of that stuff. I've even like made his lunch before, you know, so that he could take it to work. I've also, like, anything that he wanted, like if I'm going downstairs, I always ask him what he needs before I get ready to come back up. You know, that's just what it was. Like, and it got to the point to where I knew him. You know what I mean? Like, I knew, like, if I went downstairs, I knew what he would want. So I would just bring it without him even asking. He got foot massages every month. I would do a pedicure on his feet. I would give him a full body massage when he came home from work every day. What else did I do? I did a lot of stuff. You know, I just really let him take lead. Just, you know, just be the man. I massage his fingers, make him do finger exercise since he uses his hands a lot. Wash his hair when he had hair, like long hair. Every night I would grease his hair. You know, so it's, you know, it's stuff like that. Like, you know, I really took care of the person that I was with. It's just is what it was. That's what he brought out of me. That's what I enjoyed doing. Now, I had somebody say, well, what did you get in return? I didn't really care to really get anything in return like that. Because I take care of myself. But again, like I said, he would definitely, you know, cook. Like, he wasn't no lazy person now. You know what I'm saying? So he definitely would cook. Oh, yeah, I also clean. Like, every week I would clean. It would be sometimes when he'd be like, well, I can help. And I'd be like, no, I got this. Because it was like a form of exercise for me. You know what I'm saying? So it was just like routine work. You know, I would fold his clothes and everything. He would hang it up, of course. I wasn't going that far to hanging his clothes up. But if I wanted to, I would have. And I had no problem with that. So I just really enjoyed just taking care of my man and making sure that my man was good. Yeah, but, like, who would have thought in a million years I'd be the way that I was? Because, you know, I didn't take crap from nobody. And I guess because, like, I always show toughness a lot. But at the same time, like, in the middle, like, I was so soft. And that's just what it was. You know, I've always wanted to, like I said, feel like the woman in the relationship or whatever. Hard to believe, but, yeah, y'all, I am very much submissive. Like, I cater to my man. I make sure that he is good at the end of the day. I don't look for anything back. Like I said, I cleaned up. Most times he'll be like, oh, you know, I help clean. I'm like, no, I got it. Because, you know, again, that was like exercise for me. Because y'all know I'm lazy. Like, I ain't trying to go to no gym. But you know what? Like, if I had somebody that, like, motivated me, you know what I'm saying? Like, their body was already right. Yeah, I'd go ahead and go. But, like, I didn't mind cleaning up. Sometimes, I'm not going to lie, just being him, like, after working and stuff, it's like, you just want to sit down, relax, and chill, you know, but, no, I like for my place to be clean, so I'm going to get up and clean, regardless, that's just what it is, but no, y'all, I am definitely submissive, and it takes for that right person to, like, bring that out, and I don't think that is a bad thing. I hate that people were shaming certain women for saying they're submissive. You know, because other women feel like, you know, your men are treating you like slaves and all this kind of stuff. That's definitely not what that is. I don't regret anything of what I've done in my relationship towards the person that I was with. Because they were taken care of, like, really, really good. Like, I used to clip toenails and all that, y'all. Like, I don't know. I just feel like if you're with somebody and you really care about them, take care of them. Make sure that they are good. And yes, they should also do the same in return. But if you're doing it to just look for something in return, then don't do it at all. You know what I'm saying? Do it because that's what you feel like doing. That's what you want to do. And it, for me, it just, honestly, it came natural. Like, it was just a natural thing that I just wanted to do. I didn't even know I was doing it until I was doing it. It's like, wait a minute. being submissive. What's going on? But yeah, I definitely enjoyed it. So there are women out there that definitely will cater to their man and make sure their man is straight. You know, there are women out there that will not cheat. But you have to understand that we are human. So yeah, if we see somebody that look good, we're like, damn. You know what I'm saying? But you know, don't make it to where that guy see you looking. You know what I'm saying? Now here they come walking their ass over there like, you know, just don't be disrespectful. There are good women out there. I am a good woman. Which is why I am standing my ground and keeping put. Because I'm not finna just jump out there in a relationship just to be jumping out there in a relationship. Because I don't have to do that. And I know what I bring to the table. I know the type of person that I am. You know, I know my worth. So I'm definitely not finna just do something just to be doing. I don't have to be in a relationship. And it's so crazy because I was explaining that to somebody I was talking with. A friend of mine's, and I was just telling him, like, you know, because he's like, oh, you know, you want to be by yourself, you know, you're going to be lonely, old, and bored. Ooh. I'm also let y'all know this, too. I'm not the type of female where, like, listen, I did say I like relationships, and I'm a relationship-type person, but let's get one thing straight. I can be by myself for the rest of my life. Let me explain. I'm not saying I'm not going to have a little friend, you know what I mean? But, like, I don't have to have a commitment. You know what I'm saying? We can just be cool and kicking it. You know, when I want you in my face, you're in my face. And when I don't, bye. You know what I mean? It's just, it's what it is. Like, I don't have to. I want to travel. I want to. My kids are getting older. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about stuff that I can be doing with them. I can be doing also without them and just really enjoying. So, yeah, I have friends or whatever like that. But I ain't got to be getting married and doing all the extra stuff. It is just not that serious to me. However, I don't mind having those things, but it's just not something that I will force myself to have if I don't need to have it. Okay? I am a person that wait patiently for the right thing to come along, because I notice when I rush into things, they don't last long. You know, and I was also talking about it as well, too. Like, get to know the person first before you get to rush into a relationship. And even when you are with that person for years, you still really don't know that person. But you know just enough, right? So I say just, like, really, really and truly just take your time and try not to rush into anything and really get to know the person that you're with. That way, nobody really gets hurt. You know, don't put your feelings too much into it. But yeah, so that's what that is. So yeah, you guys, I am one of the ones that don't mind being submissive and taking care of her man and making sure that he is good. So, boom.